Is it a pattern? Start a groovy little company and then sell to the global giant Unilever? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It is called The Honest Company, a natural home products startup. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Unilever is in talks with the five-year-old company, founded by actress Jessica Alba, and could offer more than $1 billion for it. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has some details here.
So Honest does diapers, infant formula, so-called green cleaning products. A lot of that is sold through an online subscription service. And Unilever is the giant that owns Dove and Axe and a slew of other products you can find at CVS. But Unilever seems to be trying to gain market share in the vaguely hipster online retail space, if you will. Earlier this year, it acquired Dollar Shave Club. And way back, it also scooped up Ben & Jerry's. The Honest Company, though, is actually facing several lawsuits right now over concerns that it was dishonest about ingredients in its natural branded products, including baby formula. The Wall Street Journal has accused the company of dishonesty about its laundry detergent. And meanwhile, founder Jessica Alba has refuted all those claims and pledged to keep Honest transparent.
All right. Lewis Wallace, thank you. Now to the labor market. Often we talk about the skills gap in America, that is, companies saying they'd like to hire more, but there aren't enough applicants with the right skills out there, they say. You might have heard me talking the other day to Labor Secretary Tom Perez about the skills gap, which he is working to fix, but he also brought up the issue of pay. Sometimes there would be more applicants if companies paid more. Perez told me, take pilots, for instance.
The pipeline to become a pilot, if you work for one of these regional carriers, you can be making as little as $18,000,
$19,000,
$20,000. The way to make sure, as a pilot, when you pay people $18,000, $19,000, you don't have any basis to complain about a skills gap, because there's a lot of folks out in this country who would love to be a pilot, but you go to a pilot school, you're going to end up with $100,000 in debt, and then you're going to start a job where you're making $18,000 to $20,000. That's not sustainable.
Now, there's news that two American Airlines subsidiaries, PSA and Envoy, announced plans to boost the starting pay for regional pilots, in some cases increasing pay by 56%. Gigi Duban reports.
It's way harder than it used to become a regional pilot, and the pay is terrible.
There are plenty of new hire pilots at regional airlines who are eligible for public assistance for food stamps, for example.
Greg Overman is communications director for the Allied Pilots Association. He says some regional pilots get paid less than $18,000 a year. Not surprisingly, there's a major shortage. Seth Kaplan is editor at Airline Weekly.
All airlines are just having a hard time right now finding enough pilots to fly the smaller planes at the pay rates that they've been paying.
New pilots for Envoy and PSA can make $58,000 a year. Kaplan says the airlines had to pay more or cut regional flights, the flights that help fill the seats on big planes.
You need to be able to get people from Omaha to Chicago to fill that flight from Chicago to Tokyo.
And maybe those pilots can stop towing banners over the beach for extra money. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And as you draw up your vacation plans, can we interest you in a stop in Karlstadt, Germany? That's where Donald Trump's grandparents lived before emigrating to the U.S. The town stands near the River Rhine and is famous for its wine and good eating. John Lawrenson reports on some early signs of Trump tourism.
Okay, so I'm slightly cheating. This Bavarian dancing was not a Karlstadt, but a neighbouring village. But still, you can see the tour taking shape. Folk dancing, dining on Karlstadt speciality, stuffed sow's stomach. And the following day, go and see the houses where Donald Trump's grandparents lived. What's not to like? Well, it doesn't exist yet, the Trump tour, but Jeanette Holler of Karlstadt's Weinhaus Henninger Hotel and Restaurant says her customers are slowly getting interested in the Donald side of things.
They ask for the history and where the house is and going there. But most of the people, our guests, will come here from the wine and the good food.
At the moment.
My grandfather, Frederick Trump, came to the United States in 1885. He joined the Great Gold Rush. He did fantastically well. He loved this country. But you know what? I love Karlstadt also.
When Donald Trump said these words to Kaustat documentary maker Simone Wendel 2 years ago, it was a bit of a German coming out. Donald's grandfather, Friedrich Trump, had already changed his name to Frederick Trump when he came back to Kaustat to marry his neighbour Elizabeth, he'd last seen when she was six. Their son Fred, Donald's father, doing real estate business in a very Jewish New York after the Second World War, told people the Trumps were from Karlstad in Sweden. An untruth Donald Trump repeated in an early biography before coming clean in classic Donald fashion.
Ich bin ein Karlstadter.
Though he's never actually been here. The church where the Trumps would have stood every Sunday. A Trump donation helped restore its heating system a few years back. On my way out, I meet Dr. Manfred Kirschreiter.
I saw this German film about Karlstadt and I wanted to see this village and how the people live there.
Trump tourism?
I'm a Trump tourist.
Later, I find the simple, solid house where Donald Trump's grandfather lived. There's a sign on the gate. I'm so fed up with press intrusion, I've decided to sell the house. It says, only ring the doorbell if you want to buy it. Let's hope they sell it soon. They may have seen nothing yet. In Kaustat, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And stock in the global financial services company Deutsche Bank was plunging today after the U.S. Justice Department said it wants the bank to pay $14 billion to settle investigations connected to, yes, still all these years later, the last mortgage crisis. Many see this as some kind of opening bid by U.S. authorities. In a statement, Deutsche Bank said it does not expect to pay anything close to that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.